Got a second? Check out our blogs for great advice and insight on health, movies, gardening, and more. Easy to find. Just click blogs on CJAD.com.
The CJAD Home Improvement Show is brought to you by Electrica, Montreal's trusted team of home electrical experts. Electrica with a K.ca.
It is 9:06 on a kind of a gray Saturday morning. You know what? It's a great day to get some home improvement done around your house. Things that, you haven't wanted to deal with because the sun has been shining. Well, today is a perfect day to get out there and get some work done. Jan Eakes is on a well-deserved vacation, but I'm very pleased to welcome to the studio this morning Walter Assey, who is the president and founder of Renovco, one of the leading general contracting companies in Quebec. So thanks for coming in, Walter.
Thank you for having me.
So Walter is going to answer your home renovation questions. As far as I'm concerned, this is the best free advice in Montreal. So if you have a question for Walter, all you have to do is give us a call, 514-790-0800. The long distance line is 1-800-491-CJAD, or you can also give us a call on your Bell Mobility. It's a free call at Star Talk. So the summer is a time when a lot of people are wanting to do renovations around their home, isn't it? It must be a very busy time for you.
It's a very busy time. And, this year we actually started early this season because we didn't have a long winter. So, Still going on very strong.
Yeah. So the message, I think, is that if people are planning major renovations when they want your kind of service, you really got to plan ahead, right, to book your contractors and make sure that they're available when you want them.
100%. Let's not forget it's construction holiday right now. Mm-hmm. So that's 2 weeks that we lose out of the programming for people that if they want to do things in September, that's 2 weeks already out of our calendar that we lock out. Although we're open, but a lot of the manufacturers are closed.
Yeah. Okay, so we do have callers on the line. So we're going to start with Bill, who has a question about a kitchen renovation. Hi, Bill. What's your question for Walter?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is I'm interested in redoing my kitchen, but I want to reface the kitchen cabinets and also put on the counter about a quarter-inch thick granite overlay and then, of course, do my floors. What does Walter think of this?
Okay, my first question to you is, how old is your kitchen right now?
My kitchen right now is 20 years old.
20 years old. Yeah. Is it the old hinges that you actually see the hinges, or it's the newer hinges that the whole door covers the whole cabinet?
Yeah, the whole door, you don't see the hinges. It's that new type of hinge inside.
Okay. And what type of kitchen it is right now?
Oh, right now it's that artificial covering, that melanite or
melamine.
Yeah, melamine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. My thing for as far as kitchens are concerned, you'd be surprised that the most expensive part of the kitchen is not actually the boxes; it's actually the doors. So, if I were you, what I would do first is I would get a quotation.
Yes.
Instead of free facing, just to change the doors themselves. That's why I asked you if it's the newer hinge or the old hinge.
Yes.
Because by actually just renovating or just changing the doors, you can give it a real makeover. You will save a decent amount of money. And it might give you a better result than actually just refacing it. Now, also when you are just replacing the doors, now you have the choice of going with multiple different types depending on your budget. You can go with MDF doors, polyester doors, wood doors, or you can go back to melamine if the budget does not permit. But I would do that as a competitive, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, as far as a countertop is concerned,
yes.
Granite right now, there's certain colors because the way it works with granite prices is depending on the color and the origin of the granite. So if you have like a very classic, very common color, you might actually not pay a lot of money for changing the granite top. So I would also look into that. Now, quarter inch thickness in granite, I don't particularly like because they break easy. So the minimum code requirement for thickness for a countertop would be 3/4 inch.
Uh-huh.
Anything below that, you're asking for trouble. And the most common installation is an inch and a quarter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is how you're gonna actually do the whole your whole homework depending on that. Get comparative estimations. If the difference is the difference should not be that big.
Uh-huh.
Don't forget, a kitchen renovation is an investment as well.
One quick question. Should I put in the cabinets and counter first and do the floor last?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's the exact opposite.
The exact opposite. Start with the floor.
100%. You want to go, and that's a common mistake. A lot of contractors will just butt their floors to the cabinet. They think they're actually saving some money and labor. As a matter of fact, it becomes harder in the future. Plus, you're going to have issues with the dishwasher because you're going to have a height problem. So, you know, you want to go underneath the cabinets, have it all nice and level. The finishing around the edges will look wonderful.
So then I should remove the existing counters, pull them away from the wall, and go wall to wall with the flooring.
That's correct. Especially if what kind of flooring you're going to replace it to.
I'm going to just put in vinyl, thick vinyl.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's definitely it's going to be an easier installation for you when you do that, because you don't have to cut all around the cabinets as well.
I see. Okay, sir. I thank you very much for your help.
You're absolutely welcome.
Bye. Well, Bill, thank you very much for your call. And, of course, our listeners out there, it's your opportunity to get some great free advice on your own home renovation projects. All you have to do is call us, 514-790-0800, 1-800-491-CJAD if you're calling long distance, or StarTalk, a free call on Bell Mobility. We've got Jonathan on the line. Hi, Jonathan. What's your question for Walter?
Hi, good morning. Over the past winter, some shingles blew off my roof, and I'm going to end up having my roof done. My roofer is telling me that above my soffits, they want to open it up to put in something I think called gaffers or baffers.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know your opinion.
Yes. Well, that's an indication that you have a decent roofer, by the way, because a lot of the time the roofer will only look at the shingles. So that means that the guy at least went into the attic. Am I correct? Did he go into your attic? That's a good sign that you have a good roofer, that you're dealing with a good roofer, because he's looking at the ventilation of your roof as well. So probably what he found is that you have blocked soffits somewhere.
Or he said they're not even open.
They're not even open. Okay, so that's even worse. Investing in that is extremely important. You have to have proper ventilation into your attic. Just think about it. Why? First, you have to understand that the attic temperature is supposed to be exactly the same temperature as the outside. To prevent condensation, and that will actually elongate the life of your roof. So if the guy told you that they're blocked, they have to be definitely open. You want to put those baffles in order to kind of shift those baths of insulation away from the soffits where it's blocked and get airflow in. Very important thing. The ventilation is supposed to be continuous. And I mean continuous. You can't have it obstructed every foot you have it, you put baffles, and then you leave the rest behind. If it's not continuous, it does not work as nicely as well. So you could do an inspection yourself after he puts the baffles, just it's really looking into the daylight, right? You go into the attic and you see is the daylight coming from, you know, from all corners, and it's continuous. Then you know that he did a good job. While you're doing that, you want to also look at how much insulation you have in the attic. That's not particularly a roofer's job, but he should give you an indication if you have enough, too much, or you know. Or you need to add some more insulation. It's a system, okay? So the shingles is one thing. The ventilation on the roof is another. The soffits ventilating the attic, and then the insulation, okay? So you have to look at them all together. Second thing that is a common mistake we see with roofs is the eye shield membrane. How much eye shield membrane is he giving you?
I think he said 6 feet or 8 feet.
Okay. It cannot be 8 feet because they come in a roll of three. So it's either 6 or 9.
Okay. I'd have to look at my quote.
Now I'm just going to give you, because the code requirement is only three, believe it or not. But that does not work on a low slope roof. So if you have a roof that is not properly sloped, or you don't have a deep slope on your roof, it's a problem. Every time you have an ice damming, you're going to have water that's going to come into your house, although your roof is new. So you want to make sure that you're looking. Sometimes you can go 9 feet. Other times you can go up to 12 feet, particularly if you have ice damming issues in the past where you see, you know, did you ever have an ice damming?
No, I never had any problems.
Okay. So you might get away with 6 feet is a good number. I mean, that's what our minimum standard is. But you know, look into it with the roofer. Just discuss it. See if you know he thinks the slope is adequate enough for 6 feet, or he thinks 9 feet is a better idea.
Jonathan, hopefully that answers your question. We've got to get to traffic right now. If it doesn't, stay on the line, and we'll get back to you after this traffic break. It's at 9:15 right now. Kira Yeager is taking a look at the Saturday morning drive, and we've had a lot of people texting us about long waits at borders this morning, Kira.
Well, I can certainly look at the border crossings for you and see what's going on over there real quick. But before I get to that, I do have an accident to mention, which is up in the Rosemere area, 640 eastbound in the right lane at Monty-Lesage. We do have an accident, and it is going to back you out to Curie-Labelle. So there is a significant delay happening over there again. That's up in Rosemere on the 640 eastbound. Now, I am going to take a look at the borders as I am speaking to you. And I do see that at La Colle right now going into the States, about a 10-minute wait time. Coming back in, also some congestion, about a 10-minute wait time. A little bit more significant over at Phillipsburg right now. You're looking at a good 20 to 30 minutes going into the U.S. Stansted, though, is looking a little bit better with about a 15-minute wait time. The 2016 Ram with total discounts of up to $14,000 on select models. See newspapers or visit your local Ram retailer for details. Traffic and transit every 15 minutes on CJD 800. Your next report, 9:30.
From politics to entertainment, pop culture to current affairs, you'll hear all the top stories on Viewpoints with Todd Vanderhaeghen. This afternoon from 1 to 4, the voice of Montreal, News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Concerned about your health and immune system? Rely on ProBacillac Probiotics Capsules to help support your intestinal flora and immune system. ProBacillac, the most recommended probiotic by Quebec pharmacists. Available in-store. ProBacillac, for your health.
We are from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Honey, the magic is here.
We point at junk and it disappears, right?
Point at something.
Even if it's outside?
Anything.
That was fun.
I love this.
All you have to do is point.
The house feels so much bigger.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
When buying stocks, remember the golden rules. They gotta be big, they gotta be cheap, and they gotta be safe. Hello, I'm Richard Lapointe, investment advisor with CIBC Wood Gundy. So many of us today invest in companies we do not know, hoping to make the quick buck. We forget that maintaining wealth is often more important than trying to make it grow quickly. For more on how to maintain your wealth, call me. I'm Richard Lapointe, and I can always be reached at 847-6324.
CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., member CIPF.
Fill up on vacation savings at Brouet-Martineau. From July 18th to August 7th, get up to $500 in gas cards in all our departments. Purchase a Sealy double mattress and box spring set at $749, get $200 in gas cards. Buy a 42-inch 4K TV at $499, receive $50 in gas cards. You can pay in up to 36 interest-free payments, and delivery is free. Hit the road with savings. Brouet-Martineau, about quality and price. Selected brands and models, details in store.
Bring your home to life with a beautiful new all-wood kitchen from Kitchen Wholesalers. Right now, save up to 40% on select brands while supplies last. Find your dream kitchen at Kitchen Wholesalers, 3479 Cote Vertu, or at kitchenwholesalers.ca.
Home Improvement with Dave Fisher and Jan Eakes on CJAD 800.
It is 9:19. You're listening to the Home Improvement Show right here on CJAD. Jan Eakes is on a well-deserved vacation, but we're lucky enough to have Walter Assey here with us in studio, who's the president and founder of Renovco. And if you have a question, if you're working on a project, whether in or outside your home, and you want some free and expert advice, all you have to do is give us a call, 514-790-0800, or if you're long distance, 1-800-491-CJAD, or StarTalk, which is a free call on your Bell Mobility. And we'll go right to the lines. We've got Bernard on the line. Hi, Bernard. What's your question for Walter?
Good morning. The city in my area is in the process of changing the lead pipes. And my question is, what part of the pipe is the owner's responsibility? Because they show a diagram here of it's divided into three parts. The first part of it shows the indoor plumbing which of course is under the owner's responsibility. But the gray area is where it says, still labeled owner's responsibility, but it says, it has a diagram that's between the roadway and the house. So let's say, for example, the sidewalk, underneath the sidewalk, whose responsibility is that? Is that my responsibility as a homeowner, or is that falling the responsibility of the city to change that part also?
That's all going to depend on your certificate of location. So technically, if you ask me, generally speaking, the sidewalk is their responsibility.
Okay.
It depends also where your bonhomme is. You know, the thing that the city closes and opens if you ever have a flood in your basement and so on and so forth. You can actually see it. It's supposed to be visible to you. So that's technically where, if you want to have a general idea of where the city starts and where you end, that will be the first indication. The reason I say depending on your certificate of location, because in the old days, you could have built your house a bit too advanced to the street and you got away with it. But today's new plans have changed, and you know you're kind of too close to the street. So there's a lot of it that is your responsibility.
Okay. Another part. Yeah. If I want, it says in the pamphlet that they showed that they gave us is that if I wanted to, at the same time as the city is changing their pipes, to also change my portion, how would that be? How do I coordinate that? Do I have to? Will the city themselves get up their own plumbers to come and change my portion and their city portion too, or do I have to on my own find a plumber and have him come at the same time that they're changing the city portion? Like, how does that all work out?
Well, no, you don't have to do it both at the same time, by the way. But let's say you do, which is probably because of the excavation factor that
exactly,
you could save on that.
I'm trying to avoid the higher cost.
That's right. You could always try to make a deal with the city plumbers. Sometimes they're open to it. Other times they're not open because they're busy and they have other jobs to do. So it might be a bit more complicated. The best part to do is to have your own plumber on standby. They will actually give you a date, and you just kind of coordinate that your plumber is there that day. You're better off doing it with your own plumber because at least you'll have no surprises. You're not under the gun the same day. Because, you know, dealing with a city plumber, he's going to give you the quotation that same day while he's doing the job. So he can easily give you a high price. If you have your own plumber, you can at least get quotations beforehand and just coordinate the date that is good for both of you.
Okay, so just to recap, so you're basically saying, because this is in Villa Martin, where the houses, I guess, are relatively close to the sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
So the sidewalk would be, underneath the sidewalk is considered my responsibility or the city's responsibility?
No, usually it's not your responsibility.
Okay.
Okay, but I've seen cases, believe it or not, that it was the owner's responsibility because, as you said, you're relatively close to the street, and then the city could say, well, Our line begins right here. Okay? 99% of the time, it will not be your responsibility, though.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernard, for your call. You're listening to The Home Improvement Show. Walter Assey is here, president and founder of Renovco. If you have a home improvement question, a home renovation project that you're working on and you're not sure how to proceed, give us a call, 514-790-0800. 0800 or long distance 1-800-491-CJAD or StarTalk on Bell Mobility. And Walter will happily answer your question. Walter, you were talking earlier about kitchen renovation, and there was a gentleman asking about his kitchen cabinets. And of course, there are a lot of options. And I'm curious what your opinion is on whether it's worth it to go with wood for your kitchen cabinets.
Mm-hmm. This is always... First of all, it all boils down to budget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, wood is great because you can rejuvenate it. You can change the color after a few years. As an investment, you know, it stands the test of time. So let's say you have it for 10 years. They want to sell the house. You just, you know, sand it down, varnish it, give it that fresh stain. It looks like you did it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the advantage. The disadvantage is it's more expensive. So if I go down in comparison with prices and I want to go with wood versus polyester, let's say, well, there's about 30%. Difference in price. For some people, it's a lot of money. When you approach a kitchen renovation, always think of it as an investment. It's like a piggy bank. You're going to cash it in anytime you want. Because when people buy the house, that's the first thing they look at.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they look at that is because most of us live in our kitchens. And the second thing is the most expensive room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's properly done, you'll always get the money out of it. So you know, sometimes going that extra mile pays off at the long term.
Okay, so it's a question of budget, but it may be worth it. We do have plenty of callers on the line. Alan, Anna, Ruth, we are going to get to you. We do have to take a quick commercial break, so just be patient, and Walter will answer your questions just after this.
Lotto Quebec presents the 30th edition of the Festival International Nuit d'Afrique, July 12th to 24th. Don't miss the 6 days of free concerts and activities for the whole family, including the TD Major Events with the Mexican Institute of Sound, the Fiery Acrobats of Afrique en Cirque, the Gypsy Beats of Les Orgues de Barbac, Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, from Cuba, the legendary Orchestra Aragon, the King of African Dance Floors, Mayway and the Zoe Gang. It's all at the Quartier des Spectacles, July 12th to 24th. Metro Saint-Laurent, festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Presenting the 25th season of Le Festival des Arts de Saint-Sauveur, August 3rd to the 13th. See Martha Wainwright, the Israeli dance company LEV, dance superstars Guillaume Côté and Misty Copeland, Yannick Nézet-Séguin and the Orchestre Métropolitain, and many more. Details at fass.ca.
Does your roof have missing shingles? Are your shingles curling or losing the colored granules? Call the experts at Lakeshore Roofing for a free estimate. 514-684-0548. An industry leader for over 26 years with thousands of satisfied customers. Lakeshore Roofing is the authority in residential shingle application. They're BP-certified platinum installers, along with the best-backed labor and material warranties. And no deposit at signing. Make Lakeshore Roofing the smart choice. Roof it right the first time with Lakeshore Roofing.
I'm Andres Pedrix with Royal LePage Elite. If you're thinking of selling your house or of upgrading, downsizing, or buying a new home, call me. Selling or buying, you can absolutely count on me to get it right. Please jot down my number, 892-6547, and remember my name, Andres Pedrix, Royal LePage Elite, 892-6547.
What I like about Metro during barbecue season? There's something for every one of my moods and every one of me. There's the indulgent me that loves a big juicy burger. And the disciplined me who likes a light grilled fish with veggies.
Indulgent or not, all of Quebec is at Metro this summer. And until Wednesday, Metro is offering you packs of two fresh whole chickens at only $12. Pepsi and Coke, 2-liter format at 99 cents, and red or green grapes at $1.49 per pound. Don't miss out.
That's why Metro is my grocer.
Certain conditions apply. Details in store.
Ever wait in line behind someone who gets special pricing? Because they have a friend behind the counter, but you don't?
I'll get Jujubes, peanuts, sprinkles, butterscotch, and gummy worms. Thanks for the discount, Jason.
With Ford employee pricing, everyone has a friend behind the counter. Right now, get $4,110 in total price adjustments on the 2016 Focus Titanium with moonroof and voice-activated navigation. When you pay what Ford employees pay, it's easy to get into a Ford. Get your employee price at findyourford.ca.
Oh, and can I add...
Oh, come on, enough.
Gibby's, a magnificent setting two centuries in the making in Old Montreal, boasting historic original beam ceilings, cozy fireplaces, and romantic lighting. At Gibby's, you'll enjoy the finest seafood, fresh, plump, chilled oysters, choice of the freshest fish, and Gibby's expertly aged and exquisitely broiled steaks. An extensive wine list. Sumptuous desserts. You can give the gift of Gibby's with a Gibby's gift certificate. Gibby's in Old Montreal and in ski country in Saint-Sever. 282-1837.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
Sit nose pressed to the window on the Rocky Mountaineer. Or stand tall in Dubai, 160 stories high. See the world through your radio on the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Get a preview of our next show at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com.
Then journey with Chris, today at 11 on News Talk Radio CJAD 800. This week, enjoy the show in the Show Me State of Missouri.
Hi, I'm John from Electrica. Sure, you'll love your Uncle Bob, but he's not a licensed electrician. We can fix what he can't or shouldn't. Call us. The job gets done right, and Uncle Bob has no hard feelings. Electrica with a K.ca.
You're listening to Day's World here on CJAD. This is the Home Improvement Show. Walter Assey is here. If you have a question, you want to give us a call, 514-790-0800. Right now we have Luciana Papilla with the news.
Thanks, Tracy. Good morning. There's word those on the email list will be notified when F1 tickets are available, and that's expected to be soon. Tickets for next year's event weren't available on the F1 Grand Prix du Canada website as expected following this year's event. The city has a contract with F1 boss Bernie Ecclestone, who has said Montreal is not living up to the deal. Among other things, the city agreed to carry out $32 million in track upgrades, including improving the racers' paddocks. There was concern the work wouldn't be carried out as expected by 2017. Mayor Coderre says the race is not at risk. Not yet clear if alcohol or speed played a role in a deadly motorcycle accident south of Montreal happened last night in Shefford. Police say a 36-year-old motorcyclist hit a tree, ended up in a ditch after losing control of the bike. The victim was an area resident. Police in Germany say there's no evidence so far linking a gunman who opened fire at a crowded mall and fast food restaurant in Munich to any terrorist organization. The 18-year-old German-Iranian man killed 9 people before apparently killing himself. The man had apparently been under psychiatric care and was treated for depression. More news, including a possible connection between gas prices and weekends and holidays, at CJAD.com. From the CJAD 800 Traffic Center, Kira Yeager, what's going on?
Hey, Luciano. Well, we do have an accident out there, which is up in Rosemere on the eastbound 640 at Montier-Lesage, blocking the right lane, backing traffic heavily out to Curie-Labelle. So a bit of a tough go over there. We do have that road work happening throughout this entire weekend. Once again, on DeCary southbound, where we have a closure from Sherbrooke into Turcotte. Plus, you go down to one lane on DeCary South top, down to Sherbrooke. Plus, you have the Met West ramp onto DeCary South off limits with a detour. So very difficult once again in that particular area. Also, we have some wait times down at the borders going on right now going into the U.S. It is a 45-minute delay at Phillipsburg. LaCole, it's 15, and Stansted also about 15. Swing by the SAQ and save $1.50 off a 1140 milliliter bottle of Bacardi Superior. Try mixing with lemonade for a refreshing change. Please drink responsibly. Traffic and transit every 15 minutes on CJD 800. Next report, 9:45.
From the Dormeville Weather Center, mainly cloudy today, a few showers, risk of a thunderstorm with 25 for the high, humidex reading of 30, UV index 6 or high. Clearing this evening with a low of 16, for tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 26, humidex reading of 29, and then cloudy, scattered showers, similar temperatures right now for Monday. Temperature at the moment in Montreal, 22 degrees. Next update at 10 o'clock, breaking news as it happens. News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Cones, closures, construction. Minimize the headache. Listen to our traffic reports every 15 minutes all day. Only right here on News Talk Radio, CJAD 800.
Are you planning a road trip for your summer vacation? The BMW 320i X-Drive is ready to go. It's the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a new 2016 BMW 3 Series sedan equipped with all-wheel drive. This July, you can enjoy its legendary performance at an extraordinary price with interest rates starting at 0.9% with an additional $2,000 delivery credit. Stop by your Greater Montreal BMW dealer for a test drive. With the 320i X-Drive, the summer will be BMW.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Joey's best man, my favorite memory is when he told me about Dormez-vous mix and match sale. He said I could get a wicked deal on a new mattress from the Top Ranch just because the color of the mattress and the box spring don't match. He even gave me a ride there. Sorry, guys. I just love my new mattress. I mean, Joey. Plus, until tomorrow only, get a queen mattress set with organic cotton for just $5.98. Cheers to Dormez-vous. To Joey. Everyone should sleep well,
The CJAD Home Improvement Show is brought to you by Electrica, Montreal's trusted team of home electrical experts. Electrica with a K.ca.
CJAD time is 9:34. You are listening to the Home Improvement Show right here on CJAD. Walter Assey is in for Jan Eakes this morning, president and founder of Renovco. If you have a question, give him a call, 514-790-0800. Long distance, it's 1-800-491-CJAD or StarTalk on Bell Mobility. It's a free call. We're going to get to Alan on the line. Hi, Alan. What's your question for Walter?
Hi. How are you doing?
Great. Yourself?
Okay. I'm shopping around for some contractors to do some renovation in my house, and one of them sent me an email with just a total price for the job, and he didn't itemize what's included in that price. Is that a good guy to work with?
What kind of job are you doing?
I'm gutting a bathroom.
Okay. And what did he write in the quote?
He just quoted a price. That's it. Quote,
wow.
Okay, 35,000, 40,000. I don't remember the exact price there.
Okay. And he didn't put what he's doing for that price.
We're gutting the bathroom because the...
I know what you're doing, but what I'm saying is he just told you the price of the project is going to cost X, Y, or Z. Am I correct?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not usually a good way to go because you want to know what he's including in the price. When you have something that general, that opens the door for them to charge you all kind of extras.
That's right. So, I don't know. I don't know if he's including the new walk-in shower, the toilet, the sink, the cabinet, the tiling. I have no idea what's included in there. He didn't itemize anything in the email he sent me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's usually not a great sign. That's someone that's just sending you something to send it to you. There's other things when it comes to bathrooms that you have to look into as well. It's the type of materials used. And if it's an older bathroom, obviously, if you're getting it, how old is the bathroom now?
It was built in 1982, the house.
Okay, 1982. So you want to make sure that they are including things like squaring off the walls. Because sometimes what they do is they demolish the bathroom and they tell you, well, you know, your walls are not that straight and they're not square and level. So we need to frame or reframe and that will be extra, that much extra.
Right.
You want to understand what they're doing with the plumbing. You want to understand what they're doing with the ventilation if there's no fan. So there's a lot of things to understand when it comes to bathrooms. Do a little bit of research on your own because you cannot just rely on what the contractors tell you. You cannot trust every single contractor you meet, obviously, and that's why you should do some homework on your own.
Right.
Another example would be like if you're doing a walk-in shower, there's multiple different types of water membranes that you could use. You know, there's just the liquid membrane, there's the Schluter membrane, and it makes a huge difference in the price and on the efficiency of the job. So you're going to ask him those questions and you're going to say, okay, what type of membrane are you giving me? What type of drainage you're giving me? Are you giving me a linear drain? Are you giving me a stepless shower? You know, what happens with the glass, the temporary glass? Is it custom made? Is it prefab? You know, these are the things, the size of the shower that he's creating for you. So there's a lot of moving parts in a bathroom reno, and you have to make sure that you go over every single part of it.
Right.
So, Alan, sounds like you don't have a good one there. Thanks. Thanks very much for your time this morning and your question for Walter. We have Ruth on the line. Hi, Ruth. What's your question for Walter?
Good morning. We have a garage door. It's a Garaga. Mm-hmm. It's over 20 years. And the garage door was perfect, except there was a little part on the right-hand side where we used to put the watering hose outside that came off. So in the wintertime, we had cold air coming into the garage. So I called a very well-known company. They came and they changed the rubber underneath, and they put some kind of a round rubber. Okay, the problem is now that the water is coming in, not only on the sides, but it's coming in from the middle.
Mm-hmm.
They came twice, and they told me that's all they have. They have nothing else, no other kind of rubber to put in. And there is a problem with my door. I said there was no problem whatsoever before. The only thing was that little space that was open, and that's why I changed the whole thing. They came twice and said there's nothing to be done. I'm just wondering, where do I stand now? What do I do? The water is coming in from the sides and from the middle. When it rains or when I have a automatic sprinkler at night, so whenever it's working, the water comes in and I have water in the garage.
Okay. One of the things you're going to look at is, obviously, your garage door should be level, because if it's not, it doesn't open and close properly. Am I correct?
Well, it used to.
Okay, but I'm saying that when you look at it, it's not crooked, nothing have happened, there was no impact.
It says that it's the cement in front of the door, but nothing has been changed for at least 6-7 years.
Yeah. Well, not, when you say nothing has been changed, we always want to look at the different components that are around the door as well. So let's talk about the cement ledge in front of the garage door.
Right.
Are there any new cracks that have developed? Have there been any movement in that area? Because, I mean, with time, the ground moves, and now the problem become not the garage door per se, but actually the cement ledge underneath that is not level or have moved. Mm-hmm. And have caused, the garage door to kind of close, but in a crooked fashion. But it's not really the garage door that's crooked. It's what's underneath it.
Okay.
Technically, in the weather shields, there's different thicknesses they could use.
Well, maybe have tried different ones. The thing is, it's rounded. So whenever the water, from the rain or the watering, the water comes into that rounded thing, and when I open my garage door, the water drips on the sides.
Okay. So why don't do you ask them to try the regular weather shield, the straight ones?
They have. What I had before was flat, and they said they have nothing else now. This is what they're making. I said, okay, so if you cannot do it, reimburse me, and I will go to find a different company that can do it.
And you should. You should have a second opinion.
They've been dragging me for almost 2 months now to get an answer, to get my money back, and they're not doing anything. They say, this is it. This is all we can do. So what do I do now?
Okay, so the first way you're going to approach this, instead of just arguing with them, is you have to find that actual product. And the way you're going to do that is by calling another company that have another product, which is the flat type of weather shield.
What company do that?
A lot of garage companies. I'm not going to endorse one on the air, but there's, just call any competitor to that garage company. If you go and, even if you Google any garage door companies.
Right.
Because there's different types, there are different manufacturers, and you're right. I mean,
they're
flat
nowadays.
Ones.
He says that's all use everywhere nowadays.
That's not true. That's not true. There's different manufacturers with different specs.
Okay.
So all that you have to do is you have to find that other product that you're going to be offered and give them the chance to install that product for you, because by law you have to give them that last chance. Mm-hmm. And if they don't, you can just take them to small claims court.
Yeah. In the meantime, the winter is going to be coming, and whatever the water that is coming in is going to be ice. It's going to freeze my door. I won't be able to open and close to get the car in the garage.
No, 100%. I mean, and if it rains a lot, you might actually flood your garage. So,
we're really stuck here. They're not answering me. Every time I call, they tell me the boss is not here, the owner is not here. Mm-hmm. We're going to get an answer. Yeah. And they drag and drag. I said, give me my money back and I'll go to a different company.
Well, Ruth, it sounds like Walter's given you a couple of options, which is going to a competitor, getting the product, and then it seems like small claims court is the next thing to do. We do have other callers on the line, though. I want to thank you very much for your time this morning, and good luck with that. It definitely sounds like you're in a bit of a pickle. All right, we've got Anna on the line with a question for Walter. Good morning, Anna.
Oh, good morning. Walter?
Yes, good morning.
You did some work for me a few years ago, and I was very satisfied with it.
Thank you, Anna.
And I'm hoping that you will be able to help me today.
Now this is free.
Exactly. Anyway, I have a garage door problem myself. There is a metal bar across the top of the garage door.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's water coming through there somewhere, and it's rusted, and the rust is going on the border of my aluminum. How can I get rid of the rust on the bar and on the aluminum?
Okay. Now, the bar is a bit more tricky because it's a rebar, cement rebar. Am I correct? It's a cement rod. It's a cement rod that it's a rod that is in the cement. Am I correct?
I believe so. It's something that they put in there on all the homes.
Okay, you're not talking about what's on top of the garage, because that's not a rod. That's not a rebar. Is that metal thin?
It's very, very thin.
Okay. So number one thing is that is something that you see often. People do not maintain that. That should be continuously scraped, sanded, and painted.
Okay.
because it's metal, and you know, with water and humidity and condensation, plus with our weather, it rusts. When it rusts, obviously you don't want it to rust through, because you're going to have other issues, structural issues.
Right.
So make sure that that is actually addressed. It's not so difficult to do, and it's not a huge place to paint. And that's why most people ignore it, because they don't see it. As, it's not as pronounced to cosmetically.
Okay.
So that's how you're going to address this, because if you don't address this first, that rust is going to keep on falling on your garage door.
Okay.
Now, as far as the garage door is concerned, it's a rust stain. It's a bit more... I would try... Have you tried pressure washing?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So just get a degreaser type, okay? Not a lot of pressure. Try with, first with pressure washing.
Okay.
I put a degreaser soap in it.
Okay.
And then if that doesn't work, then we'll go to a bit more abrasive products.
Okay. What do you think of, like, CLR?
You could always try CLR. It works sometimes. You could always... try with that. That's also a good product to try.
Anna, thank you very much for your question for Walter. We do appreciate it. If you have a question for Walter, give us a call, 514-790-0800. Grant, be patient. We're going to get to your call right now, though. We have to check out the roads. We're going to head over to the traffic center. Kira Yeager has got her eye on the drive. And how's that accident looking now, Kira?
Well, it is still causing a slowdown. Actually, I did get a phone call from a CJD listener who drove past that accident, was on the other side of the highway. Accidents on the 640 eastbound at Monte Lesage, blocking the right-hand lane. And from what I understand, it is still there. So you are going to back out to Curie-Labelle. But if you do have an update on that or anything else, please call it in. Star 800 for that, which is for using Bell Mobility. I'm having a look at DeCary southbound right now. It is down to one lane, top down to Sherbrooke, closed. Sherbrooke into Turcotte requires a detour. Met West ramp onto DeCary South off limits, and that does slow you down through the DeCary interchange for that detour. We do have wait times down at the borders as well to mention. If you're going into the States, it is 45 minutes at Phillipsburg. Lacolle, it's about 20. Stansted, about 15. Economax is totally revolutionizing how you shop for furniture. There's nothing even close, and you get guaranteed best prices every day. Traffic and transit every 15 minutes on CJD 800. Next report is at 10 o'clock.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Want to be the next Canadian Master Chef? This is your final chance to apply. Online casting closes August 6th. Don't miss out. Go to ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada right now for all the details.
Golf's elite take aim at the final major of the year.
Unspeakably good.
The PGA Championship starts Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on TSN. Presented by Freedom 55 Financial.
Bye-bye, junk. EcoCollect picks up furniture, appliances, and rental waste. Plus, EcoCollect recycles and donates it away. The only number you need to call for junk removal in Montreal is 1-866-927-5865.
Today, we celebrate Quebec's most notorious geniuses. We celebrate people who don't clap when their plane lands. The grocery packers who remember not to put fresh bread at the bottom of the bag. Everyone who doesn't mow their lawn at 8 a.m. on the weekend. And all that are smart enough to lease the Corolla for only $169 per month for 60 months with zero cash down from their Toyota dealer. You set a brilliant example for the rest of us.
Did you know that a great number of Quebecers suffer from back pain, which when left untreated can result in a loss of quality of life? The Quebec Association of Chiropractors invites you to learn more. Visit the Back Doctor Show page on CJAD.com, where you can find the chiropractor closest to you. Be well informed, prevent injuries, and live your life to the fullest. You're in good hands with a chiropractic doctor.
Bring your home to life with a beautiful new all-wood kitchen from Kitchen Wholesalers. Right now, save up to 40% on select brands while supplies last. Find your dream kitchen at Kitchen Wholesalers, 3479 Coatfort 2, or at kitchenwholesalers.ca.
It is 9:49. You're listening to the Home Improvement Show. My name is Tracy McKee, and for Dave Fisher and Walter Assey, president and founder of Renovco, is in for Jan Eakes. And we have Grant on the line with a question for Walter. Good morning, Grant.
Yes, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. Yourself?
Good. Thank you. Walter, I just have a quick question. I'm in the process of getting quotations to replace our doors for our house. and quotations are coming in and they're thousands of dollars apart.
Mm-hmm.
How could a client determine what is the best door? Is there a reason why there are thousands of difference?
There could be. Number one, you want to look at the type of materials each door is coming in at. So, I mean, you have manufacturers that specialize, let's say, in wooden doors. If you're comparing wooden doors to wooden doors for entry doors, you want to look at the thickness of the door. You want to look at the design of the door. So there's a lot of things that you have to look at when you're comparing quotes.
Yeah, these are metal doors, so it would be metal to metal.
Okay, so metal to metal is number one. Are you comparing the same design in the door? Because even in the same manufacturer line, if you're choosing different models from different catalogs, the price will vary.
Okay.
It shouldn't vary thousands of dollars, though, but it should vary.
Okay.
The other thing is who's manufacturing it and the gauge of the steel that they're using. So you want to, at this point, what you ask for is the technical data, technical specifications on every door.
Okay.
If the technical specifications are the same, then you can easily take the cheaper quote with no questions asked. Ensure that the guy is including everything, meaning, you know, sometimes they just supply you the door and they don't do the cement, the aluminum capping on the outside, and they charge you that as an extra. So just go over really what they're doing. Understand that, you know, okay, they're removing the old door, they're taking it away with them. They're supplying and installing the new door. They're doing the capping and the finishing on the outside as well. The type of sill that they're using at the bottom, because sometimes someone can recommend a granite sill to give it a better look, or if it's just a metal sill. So you have to go in the nitty-gritty of the details. The gauges in the metal, I mean, you see it actually if you go to any hardware store. You see one door in metal at $300, the one next to it is $700.
Yeah, like at a home hardware store, they're a couple $100, and, you know.
That's right. Now, the other thing is, have they taken final measurements? Because sometimes if it's really off standard, okay, so let's say the one guy is doing it at 77 and 3/4 because he want to give you a nice fit, and the other guy is doing it at 78, and then I tell you it's off standard, I have to charge you extra. You just want to make sure really to go over all these details so you don't get a surprise when you give the final order.
Yeah, it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
Keep up the good work, Grant. Thanks. Thanks very much for your call. Laura, hi, good morning. What's your question for Walter?
Oh, excuse me. Hello there. Yes, I'm thinking of refinishing my kitchen cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Cabinets with like a white, glossy, vinyl-looking finish.
Okay.
Which looks like a thick, painted finish.
Yep.
And I was quoted $3,600
mm-hmm.
for the job.
Yeah.
Now, do you think this is a good investment?
What type of kitchen you have right now?
It is from the 1985. It's just like a wood cabinet that the standard builder had put in.
Okay, so it is actually in wood.
Yes.
Okay. And it's when was it done? Sorry, 1995.
1985, 86.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So if it is wood, how big is the kitchen?
Very small. You know, the counters might be 10 feet by maybe 6 feet.
Okay, so it's this very small kitchen.
Yes.
Okay. Are you doing anything with the countertop?
Yes, I'm just putting a basic
arborite,
you know, attractive looking,
okay.
But nothing fancy.
So if it's a small kitchen, you might want to get another coat just to replace the cabinets, because you'll be surprised. So let's say you go with an MDF type cabinet, you might actually get it done in the same price range and you can get a new kitchen out of it. Painting a wood kitchen is not an issue as long as the preparation of the surface is done right. So where is he doing that? Is he doing that in the shop or he's doing that in your home?
In the home, yeah.
Okay, so it's more like a paint job, really.
That
makes me ask a lot of questions, because you have to really sand it down. And usually if the proper way to do it is you take it to the paint shop and you strip it completely to the bare wood, and you prepare the surface, and then you paint it there, and you bring it back at the client's home.
That's good to know, yeah.
So if he's doing it there, it's just really a paint job that he's giving you. And that's expensive. Very. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna, very much for the call. We have to take a quick break, and we'll be back just after this.
The Car Show with Lisa Christensen. Tips you can use to save money and time. Coming up next.
In the past, shopping for a mattress was simple. You had the soft type and the hard one. But today, choosing between a viscoelastic semi-plush pressure relief system and thermosensitive foam infused with gel crystals can quickly become a nightmare.
Want to sleep like a baby? At Brewery Martineau, you'll find not only the best expert advice, but also the largest choice, the best brands, specialty products, and a unique financing plan, all under the same roof. Brewery Martineau, about quality and price.
When was the last time you had your dryer vent inspected and cleaned? Failure to clean is the leading factor contributing to closed dryer fires in residential buildings. Does your dryer get very hot to the touch during a cycle? Is it taking longer than usual to dry your clothes? Is there a musty smell to your clothes? A clogged dryer vent can cause numerous problems, not to mention increased operating costs. Protect your home and family. Call Lint-Free Dryer Vent Cleaning today, 514-980-0800, or visit lintfree.ca and live lint-free.
Hey everyone, ever dreamt you could lease a super well-equipped car with all the features you want for less than $60 a week for only 24 months? Well, your dream has become reality, my friends, because right now at Hyundai, you can get the 2017 Elantra GL with AC, heated front seats, 7-inch touchscreen display, and blind spot detection for only $59 weekly with zero down for 24 months. Don't wait. Head to your Hyundai dealer now to take advantage of this amazing deal. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
Hey, son, what are you eating?
Oh, it's Subway's new Korean barbecue pulled pork sandwich. It's sweet and tangy at the same time.
Never heard of it. Who else knew about it?
Not too many. Accounting, human resources.
Well, that's a lot.
The janitor, the intern.
Seriously? I'm the only one who didn't know?
The office dog didn't know. Ah, no, he knows too.
Try the new Korean barbecue pulled pork sandwich from Subway. Shredded pork marinated with a tangy soy sesame sauce made from a tasty blend of garlic and Korean pepper. $5.49 for a 6-inch, only at Subway.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants, plus tax, additional charge for extras.
For first quality oriental rugs and carpet cleaning, visit Bashir Persian Rugs.
Hello, I'm Shuja Bashir. I invite you to come to our showroom to see the most beautiful rugs in town and our new arrivals.
For competitive prices, shop BashirCarpets.com, 8461 DeCarry, or call 735-1958.
Expedia Cruise Ship Centers is your destination for expertise when planning your next cruise vacation. Receive exclusive Expedia extras on every cruise you book, including Aeroplan miles, on the West Island and downtown, or online and in your neighborhood.
Does your roof have missing shingles? Are your shingles curling or losing the colored granules? Call the experts at Lakeshore Roofing for a free estimate. 514-684-0548. An industry leader for over 26 years with thousands of satisfied customers. Lakeshore Roofing is the authority in residential shingle application. They're BP-certified platinum installers, along with the best-backed labor and material warranties, and no deposit at signing. Make Lakeshore Roofing the smart choice. Roof it right the first time with Lakeshore Roofing.
You're listening to the voice of Montreal, News Talk Radio, CJAD 800, a division of Bell Media.
It is 9:58, and that has been the Home Improvement Show here on CJAD. Yannick's, of course, will be back. I believe he's back.
No, he's not.
He's not back.
I'm
Walter
back
will
again,
be back.
Unfortunately for you guys.
No, I think it's wonderful. Walter Assey is the president and founder, CEO of Renovco, and I've been just looking at your website, and I think we could do a whole show on how you ended up in this business. You know, master's in public administration, and then now the CEO of a renovation company.
Yeah, talk about a change in career.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's very interesting. So thank you very much, Chef, for your wonderful and thoughtful answers to our listeners' questions. And of course, next week, you can do it all again. As I always say, the best free advice in Montreal. So the Home Improvement Show will be back same time next Saturday. And thank you very much to all our listeners for giving us a call. Of course, we've got the car show coming up after this with Lisa Christensen. And if you're just looking outside, well, this is the kind of day you can expect. We're going to see maybe some bursts of sunshine, but for the most part, we're looking at a cloudy day with a 60% chance of showers on and off throughout the day. And tomorrow, though, if you're planning on doing something exciting, it looks like a much nicer day. We're looking at a high of 26 degrees and mainly sunny skies. So the car show coming up with Lisa Christensen. My thanks to Robin Flynn and Master Control. Your news is next.